Blog Talk Radio.
Can call me.
Amen. Praise God. Jesus is alive. Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome to Seeds of the Word. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, coming with a short word of encouragement on this morning. Amen. And we just give God praise, glory, honor. We pray that you joined us yesterday for Seeds of Prayer and Praise as we lifted up prayer, praying unto God for the miracles. As we cry out in our distress, we are in a distressful times. Worldwide, really, in this United States, we are in distress. Perhaps even personally, we are in distress. And so God is saying, call out to me, cry out to me for the help, and expect miracles to happen, as in Psalm 77 has declared, the psalmist wrote, amen, and that he remembered the deeds of the Lord, how he performed miracles, amen. And so God is the same yesterday and today and forever. Praise his name. So we're going to have a short prayer, and we're going to go into some encouragement from the word on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we give you praise, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are mighty. There's none like you, Father God, Jesus. So, Lord God, we lift up, hallelujah, Lord God, all the listeners, God. We lift up their families, their communities, and their nation, Father God, their leadership, Father God. And we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as you've sent us as harvesters, as workers into the harvest field, because the harvest is great, but the workers are few. And so, God, as you have sent us, let us, hallelujah, be mindful, God, of you are with us more than the whole world is against us. God, you want us to be successful in our planting the seed, in our watering the seed, and you are the one who makes these seeds grow. God, thank you for the seeds of harvest, biblical coaching ministry, Father God, as it goes forth, Father God, to be an encouragement to the saints of God, the people of God, so we can go forth in doing your will. And it is to you, Father God, that we give glory, we give praise and honor. We say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture today, we are coming from the book of Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel. And if you know anything about Ezekiel, he was a prophet, amen, and he's considered one of the major prophets because of his writing and the extent of how God utilized him to prophesy during his time and still speak the word of God, amen, goes out and does not return void, and it has for several thousand years now, and so we praise the Lord. So Ezekiel chapter 11, this is what we wanted to come on today. We know that God is wanting us to call out. We call out, we cry out to the Lord, and we should be distressed. If anything, as Christians, we ought to be distressed over the condition of human souls, the violence, the sexual morality, all that we see, the iniquity, the sin and transgressions. We ought to be crying out, calling out, because it is distressful. It's distressful to us because while we love the Lord God and we know that that there are two places, two destinations eternally for every human soul, as either with heaven, in heaven with God, amen, or to be eternally separated in hell from the Lord. And so we are in distress. Amen. So we know it's God's will that all to come to repentance. Amen. It's his kindness, his goodness that leads them. So we pray and we cry and out. We ask for these miracles. And as many as will call on the name of Jesus and be saved. So we are working diligently. Amen. We are working. Amen. While it's still day, that's what the scripture says. Work while it's still day because it's going to be coming an hour when no man will be able to work. So we are working diligently in the kingdom of God. And this is what it says, amen. For one thing, it says in the book of Joel that God says, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Amen. And so, and then talking about visions and dreams. But the spirit, the Holy Spirit that God's going to pour out is on those who call on the name of Jesus. And in Ezekiel 11, verse 19, it says, I will give them an undivided heart. and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Then they will know my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people and I will be their God. That is a wonderful promise right there. Amen. That says to us, when God puts his spirit in a person, amen, that person, amen, will be kept, will have an undivided heart, a new spirit. That's what it says in the New Testament. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. And the thing of it is, we will be careful, amen, to follow and keep the laws of the Lord, follow his decrees. And we will be his people, and he will be our God. We have such a great gospel message that we cannot neglect. We cannot, amen, be lackadaisical on it. We cannot be complacent. It is time to stir up the gifts. Stir up, amen, what's in you. Stir up those great things when God laid hands, you know, had people, men and women of God, lay hands on you long ago and told you of the gifts and talents that were within you. Amen. We got to lay hold of the gospel truth and preach it and teach it. Now, this is not just to the pastor. See, I think that's a great lie and deception of now. It's a lie and deception that only one man in the church is supposed to spread the gospel. No, you and I are supposed to testify. That's what the song, the opening song is, I Testify by Ada, my sister in Christ, who's from the continent of Africa, speaking on the very fact that we ought to testify. That's exactly what it says in the book of Acts. When Jesus was about to ascend to the throne, to sit at the right-hand side of God. And he told them to wait in Jerusalem, tarry, do not leave until the promise comes. And what is the promise? It's the promise of this new spirit, the Holy Spirit. He said to them in Acts chapter 1, verse, amen, 4, on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift, also called the gift, my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then dropping down it on Acts 1 and verse 7 and 8, it says, he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. Talking about the end times, because they were wanting to know all concerns about Jerusalem, when this going to happen, when that's going to happen. Amen. And God has said to us, there is going to be a last day, and we are in the last day. We do believe that. There's going to be a return to the Lord Jesus Christ. We do believe that, but we don't have a time. We don't know a when. But it says in Acts 1, verse 8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. What are you saying? Testify. You are my witnesses. Testify. Go and tell others. You are a worker in the harvest field. You are a laborer. God is calling you. Amen. Praise his name. I thank God for you today. We come to the end of our programming. Please join us on Saturday when we celebrate our children and youth. Amen. With the Youth the Harvest programming, God's got this. God's got us. Keep us in prayer. Join us. Be blessed. Go with God on today. Amen.